Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The top five at five.
The trends are moving our way, and sadly, it's because 65% of the voters say the country's on the wrong track.
New York's a deep blue state, but poised to flip red as polls and pollsters say voters are fed up with pocketbook issues. A high-rise fire blamed on a lithium-ion battery at a midtown high-rise traps people, leaving two people critically hurt. Small plane crashes into a Long Island cemetery. The men's leader collapses amid record-high temperatures during Sunday's New York City Marathon. Lottery sales brisk, $1.9 billion, a world record, is the top-tier prize in tonight's Powerball drawing. Ahead of midterm elections, tomorrow's New York's gubernatorial candidates, Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, doing last-minute campaigning. The latest polls show Zeldin leading or neck and neck with Hochul. Hochul over the weekend brought heavy hitters to the state like former President Bill Clinton in an effort to sway undecided voters. Zeldin's campaign in the Hudson Valley, including Putnam County. Pollster John McLaughlin talked about the election on the Katz Roundtable, hosted by 77 WABC owner and operator John Katzmatidis.
The trends are moving our way, and sadly, it's because 65% of the voters say the country's on the wrong track. 67% of those voters think we're on the wrong track. Blame Joe Biden. Inflation and the economy is the top issue. 60% of the voters think we're in a recession. They say the economy's getting worse, not better.
If Hochul loses, it would be a major upset in a state that Democrat Andrew Cuomo won 4 years ago by 24 points. New York hasn't elected a Republican governor in some two decades since George Pataki won three terms. Sunday was the last day to vote early in New York as well. A lithium-ion battery sparked a fire at a midtown high-rise in Manhattan on Saturday, trapping residents on the 20th floor and above. 38 people were injured, two critically, five seriously. FDNY Fire Commissioner Laura Cavanaugh says the cause of the fire was a lithium-ion battery connected to a micro-mobility device. Here's Chief Fire Marshal Dan Flynn.
This is close to our 200th fire this year, where the cause of the fire is a lithium-ion battery for a micro-mobility device. This particular apartment, we believe the occupant was repairing bikes in the building. And the fire was right behind the front door.
Some residents were reportedly trapped inside the building when the fire broke out. At least two dozen went up to the roof to seek safety away from the flames. Residents who were not in the building were told to shelter in place until officials checked their units. A male pilot and his female passenger escaped death or serious injuries after crash landing into a Long Island cemetery. This small plane crashed into the Beth Moses Cemetery in West Babylon around 1:50 p.m. Saturday afternoon, according to Suffolk County Police. Now, two people on this plane, the male pilot and a female passenger, were taken to Good Samaritan University Hospital in West Islip with just minor injuries. The Federal Aviation Administration, as is routine, was called to the crash site to investigate. The cemetery, located about 2 miles away from Republic Airport in East Farmingdale, which is used by many small planes. Well, the men's leader at the New York City Marathon collapsed yesterday during record high temperatures. After leading for much of the race, two Kenyans went on to take the women's and men's titles, Sharon Loketti and Evans Chabret, respectively. Brazil's Daniel Du Nascimento collapsed about 6 miles away from the finish line. Chabret, who won the Boston Marathon earlier this year, took the lead after Nascimento collapsed. New York City Mayor Eric Adams spoke at the marathon.
You look out front and you see the red and the blue of the men and women of the NYPD and FDNY as they run together. But on the sidelines, we also have those same professionals protecting the runners as they complete this 26 miles of running and endurance. This symbol is really the endurance of our country and what we represent.
The 20-year-old Loketti from Kenya was a women's champ with a time of 2 hours, 23 minutes, and 23 seconds. It was the first time she has ever run the New York City Marathon. The 33-year-old Chebet, also from Kenya, was the men's champ with a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 41 seconds. Well, a world record jackpot is waiting to be won in tonight's Powerball drawing, $1.8 billion. Divide that, it's 1,800 million bucks. Lottery officials say the cash option is $929.1 million for tonight's drawing, if there is only one top-tier holder. The rollover from Saturday night has dreamers buying even more tickets.
I know I'm going to win. I feel very confident about that.
This will be the winning ticket. Thank God. Just take a look at this nice face and put me in the paper.
And on Saturday nights, despite there being no top-tier jackpot-winning ticket, more than 10.9 million tickets won cash prizes totaling $102.2 million in Saturday's drawing.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.